Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the 12th episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. Last week, we revisited the topic of yoga philosophy and introduced the second limb of the eight-limbed path of yoga, which includes the five niyamas, or moral observances, intended to foster positive qualities within the life of the individual to the benefit of the community and the world around them. These five observances are cleanliness, contentedness, discipline, self-study, and devotion to something greater than yourself. How did those reflection questions feel for you? What role do these values hold in your life? And have you noticed any shifts? Let me know how it's going, either directly through the Anchor app or on Instagram at HALLEYOGA, Hallie Yoga. I'm here for you to support your journey. In today's episode, we'll return to the pranayama technique of alternate nostril breathing. We introduced this technique in episode 6, but after you build up a foundation, there are several refinements available. When we did this last time, we kept a 1-to-1 ratio, which means you inhaled for the same amount of time that you exhaled, and vice versa. Today, we will introduce a 1-to-2 ratio. That is, I will guide you to extend your exhalation for twice the amount of time that you take for your inhalation. For example, if you inhale for a 4 count, like we'll do today, you'll exhale for an 8 count. This ratio is ultimately deeply relaxing, causing heart rate and blood pressure to lower. If you remember from our earlier discussions on pranayama, focusing on the exhalation stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, which activates the rest and digest impulse in the body. Interestingly, if you are new to this ratio, it may not feel relaxing at first. You may even experience some panicky feelings, usually surrounding the exhale, as you work to maintain steady airflow all the way to the bottom of the breath. Although it may feel challenging or scary as you go through it the first few times, this is actually kind of the point. Remember that pranayama, these breath techniques, teach you to regulate your energy and your output. So if you are finding that you run out of air by the bottom of the breath, this obstacle is actually an opportunity, an invitation, if you will, to practice more regulation at the beginning of your exhalation in those first few seconds so that you do not run out of air by the end. In individuals who are practicing this ratio for the first time, there's a tendency to release all the air quickly on the first couple counts, almost like a balloon that's been fully blown up but not tied at the bottom, and then all the air rushes out at once. A great tip is to focus on regulating the top of the exhale or the beginning of the exhale, letting out only a small, consistent stream of air throughout, rather than everything all at once, so that you still have air left to spare at the bottom or the end of the exhale. And you do have to think about it. So this is another major benefit of this technique, taking the automatic action of the breath and turning it into an act of purpose and intention. Pranayama is a way to bring some tapas, discipline, into your life, to practice overriding the impulse, and to cultivate discipline in its place. And as always, if you need to take a breath to release your fingers from the nostrils and breathe through both nostrils for a moment until you feel comfortable, that's totally fine too. Hop back into the technique when you feel ready. Just like last time, I recommend doing this technique sitting comfortably upright with a tall spine and probably some elevation underneath your seat so you can sit on a bolster, a pillow, or a folded blanket so that your hips are slightly higher than your crossed legs. If sitting on the ground isn't possible or comfortable for you at this time, you can sit upright in a chair with your spine erect, your abdomen lightly engaged to support the low back, and your feet resting on top of a bolster, a pillow, or a folded blanket in order to release any strain from your hip flexors. As a reminder, this is considered a digital pranayama, which means that it requires the use of the digits, or the fingers, of your hand. Your left hand can rest comfortably on your left thigh in whatever position requires the least muscular engagement from your left arm. Your right hand will form a shape called Vishnu Mudra. And you can think of a mudra as a yoga posture, but for your hand. To form this shape, make a loose fist with your right hand. Open your pinky finger, which is the smallest finger, and the ring finger, or the one next to the pinky finger, and outstretch them away from the palm. So your smallest two fingers are open away from the palm, comfortably straight, while the middle finger and pointer finger are still curled into the hand. Keeping that, also outstretch your thumb. And this is the shape that you will retain throughout the technique with your right hand. You can bring the shape of that hand toward your face with the palm side of your hand facing you. Your thumb will be responsible for closing the right nostril, and you can just place the thumb on the outside of the nostril right at the ridge, while the pinky finger and the ring finger together are responsible for closing the left nostril. And the placement there is the same, right at the curve of the nostril ridge. Throughout this technique, be mindful that the right shoulder stays relaxed as well. I recommend keeping your elbow inward a little bit more toward the chest rather than way out away from the body, as this will help to reduce strain. And as always, the best way to get more comfortable with the technique is simply to try it out for yourself. So head on over to your designated practice space or find a comfortable seat wherever you are and get ready to begin. Wherever you are, come into a comfortable seated position, placing a bolster, a folded blanket, or a pillow underneath your sits bones to elevate your seat if you are sitting on the ground, or support the space underneath your feet if you are sitting in a chair. Check in on your posture. If your shoulders are rolled forward here, find some engagement in your upper back muscles to widen your chest. Lengthen through your spine. And these efforts may feel counter to your typical posture, but challenge yourself to remain tall throughout the duration of this technique. Feel the length and extent of yourself from the tailbone all the way up through the crown of your head. First, observe the natural rhythm of your breath, as it is right now, in and out of both nostrils. With your inhales, take in nourishment, oxygenating every cell. And with your exhales, empty slowly and completely, creating the space for the next new breath. Resist the urge to force or strain at any point within the breath cycle. Establish yourself in space with one more round of natural breath here. Now, continuing to breathe, bring your right hand into Vishnu Mudra. So make a fist with the right hand, extend the pinky finger, the ring finger, and the thumb outstretched, while keeping the first finger and middle finger curled inward toward the palm. Take the shape of your hand and bring it toward your face with the palm facing you. Plug the outside of your right nostril with your thumb. Exhale all the air out of your left nostril. Inhale through the left nostril for 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug the left nostril. Exhale through the right for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stay on the right. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug right. Exhale left for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, inhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug left. Exhale right for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug right. Exhale left. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug left. Exhale right. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug right. Exhale left. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug left. Exhale right. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug right. Exhale left. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug left. Exhale right. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug right. Exhale left. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last time with me. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug left. Exhale right. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug right. Exhale left. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep going. Inhale left. Plug left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Plug right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Plug left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Plug right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Plug left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Plug right. Exhale left.
Try one more on your own.
The next time you've exhaled from the left nostril, gently release your right palm down to rest on your right thigh and take a couple comfortable breaths in and out of both nostrils. Observing the energetic effect of alternate nostril breathing. Soften your eyebrows, relax your jaw, and take one more round of breath. Nice job. Thank you, listeners, so much for joining me these last 3 months. This episode concludes season one of Home Practice with Hallie. To review, so far, you have set up a space in your home for your regular yoga practice. You experienced a guided shavasana or relaxation practice with the techniques of autosuggestion and progressive muscle relaxation. You practiced physical movements called asanas, including standing postures, hand and wrist exercises, and some for low back care. You were introduced to pranayama, breathing techniques, including equal parts breath and 2 approaches to alternate nostril breath. You did some journaling techniques for self-study, including a gratitude practice, and 1 for energy regulation called Prana In, Prana Out. And finally, these last 2 weeks, you learned the foundations of yoga philosophy and lifestyle, starting with the yamas and the niyamas. Your homework for the next 2 weeks, while I take some time to reset and plan season 2, is to review, to integrate, and digest the information you've learned so far, and to introduce one of these techniques to a friend. Help me spread the word so that everybody has access to the tools of yoga. Until then, drink water, stay relaxed, and I hope to hear from you soon.